We are reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Chapter entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord, Text Number 41. Vishama Matirna Yatra Ninam Tvam aham iti mama taveti cha yad anyatra. Vishamadhiya rachitoya. Sahi avishuddha kshahisnur adharma bahula. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: being full of contradictions, all forms of religion, but Bhagavad Dharma work under conceptions of fruitive results and distinctions of you and I and yours and mine. The followers of Srimad Bhagavatam have no such consciousness. They are all Krishna conscious, thinking that they are Krishna's and Krishna is theirs. There are other low-class religious systems which are contemplated for the killing of enemies or the gain of mystic power. But such religious systems, being full of passion and envy, are impure and temporary. Because they are full of envy, they are full of irreligion. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavad Dharma has no contradictions. Conceptions of your religion and my religion are completely absent from Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means following the orders given by the Supreme Lord. Bhagavan is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan has stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. God is one and God is for everyone. Therefore, everyone must surrender to God. That is a pure conception of religion. Whatever God orders constitutes religion. Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. In Bhagavad Dharma, there is no question of what you believe and what I believe. Everyone must believe in the Supreme Lord and carry out His orders. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Whatever Krishna says, whatever God says, should be directly carried out. That is dharma, religion. If one is actually Krishna conscious, he cannot have any enemies. Since his only engagement is to induce others to surrender to Krishna or God, how can he have enemies? If one advocates the Hindu religion, the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, this religion or that religion, there will be conflicts. History shows that the followers of religious systems, without a clear conception of God, have fought with one another. There are many instances of this in human history, but systems of religion that do not concentrate upon service to the Supreme are temporary and cannot last for long because they are full of envy. There are many activities directed against such religious systems, and therefore one must give up the idea of my belief and your belief. Everyone should believe in God and surrender unto Him. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is not a concocted sectarian belief, for it entails research to find how everything is connected with Krishna. Isavasyam idam sarvam. According to the Vedic injunctions, sarvam khalam idam brahma. Brahman the Supreme is present in everything. Bhagavad Dharma captures this presence of the Supreme. Bhagavad Dharma does not consider everything in the world to be false, because everything emanates from the Supreme. Nothing can be false, everything has some use in the service of the Supreme. For example, we are now dictating into a microphone and recording on a dictating machine. And thus we are finding how the machine can be connected to the Supreme Brahman. Since we are using this machine in the service of the Lord, it is Brahman. This is the meaning of Sarvam, Khala, Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahman because everything can be used for the service of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is Maya, false. Everything is factual. Bhagavad Dharma is called Sarvat Krishna, the best of all religious systems. Because those who follow Bhagavad Dharma are not envious of anyone. Pure Bhagavatas, pure devotees, invite everyone without envy to join the Krishna consciousness movement. A devotee is therefore exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the friend of all living entities. Therefore, this is the best of all religious systems. Whereas so-called religions are meant for a particular type of person who believes in a particular way, such discrimination has no place in Krishna consciousness or Bhagavad Dharma. If we scrutinize the religious systems meant for worship of demigods or anyone else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will find that they are full of envy and therefore impure. Krishna. So here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is giving a long purport, and the essence of the purport is that there are so many so-called pseudo-religions in the society who preach something other than surrender to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on surrendering to Krishna. That is correct. In society we find that there are so many religions upcoming who preach anything which is separate from surrendering to Sri Krishna. But Bhagavad Dharma specifically emphasizing on directly surrendering to Sri Krishna. Like say, essence of Bhagavad Gita is Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vrajam. And from the very beginning, it kicks out all Ketava Dharma, all other religions it kicks out and teaches the pure teachings of Sri Krishna, pure teachings of the message of Sri Krishna. And it's a completely emphasizing on pure devotional service. We find elsewhere so many contradictions, especially a layman who would like to know about spirituality. If there is no proper guide who is preaching about the essence of Bhagavad Gita, naturally that person will be bewildered that what to expect, what to accept, what is right, what is wrong. Because a person naturally feels so many contradictions happening around in the name of spirituality. Many people give up spirituality. The reason is that they find that spirituality too confusing. And they find that many times ulterior motives are there in spirituality. For example, somebody may be taking to spirituality or preaching spirituality for money, fame, disciples. So person many times get confused that why to take spirituality? Just act right and that's all. So many times people are scared to accept spirituality. Many times they cannot understand the real purpose of spirituality. Many times people accuse that why should Krishna should fight on the battlefield and kill so many people? Or many times people see that various sects are fighting amongst themselves for in the name of religion. And many times so many people are killed in the name of religion. Presently just we visited Ayodhya. And in Ayodhya, we visited Ram Janmabhoomi. And so many of our IYS boys, and we went over there. And in Ram Janmabhoomi, we could see more security than devotees. So many securities, hundreds of securities around, and we can't find devotees also. And there is just issue on land where there is a mosque and there is a temple and two cults are fighting. And a person of a little sane intelligence will think, why should I be part of this where people are killing each other in the name of religion or quarreling in the name of religion, because none of the religion teaches something like this. So many times people get bewildered by this and sects are fighting, like say not in Ram Janmabhoomi, when we go to Krishna's birthplace, there is an attached mosque is there and so many security around. The reason was that Mughals wanted to dismantle many of the temples and wanted to have their own mosque in their place, and due to that they were dismantling temples and there were quarrels, and today also that quarrels were still persisting. But the whole idea of Bhagavad Dharma is not constructing a temple at particular point. They wanted to construct temple in everyone's heart. That is the teachings of Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma teaches that one should full-fledged surrender to Sri Krishna. One time I was hearing one lecture of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in that lecture that aap log Hindustan Pakistan kya kare, it was a Hindi lecture. आप लोग हिंदुस्तान पाकिस्तान क्या कर रहे हो करके, आप प्रचार कीजिए और सारा विश्व हिंदुस्तान हो जाएगा. सो प्रभुपाद वाज मेंशनिंग दैट यू जस्ट प्रीच द मैसेज ऑफ श्री कृष्णा एंड एवरीवन विल बी डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा, एंड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरांग एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद, इट्स गोइंग ग्रेजुअली बट श्योरली इट इज गोइंग कमिंग आउट टू बी ट्रू. वी फाइंड द डिवोटीज ऑल ओवर द ग्लोब, एंड वी आर एक्चुअली व्हेन पीपल फाइट they have to fight with others. But what Bhagavad Dharma does by preaching is that we chain the enemy to our side and he starts to fight from our side. That is Bhagavad Dharma. So Bhagavad Dharma loves everyone. So we embrace all types of people. But outside, because they are devoid of lack of knowledge, so due to that there are narrow conceptions. And due to narrow conceptions, there is a conception of I and my. Only this particular type of people are allowed in our temple, or this particular faith can practice this. And there is a watertight compartments in the name of spirituality. And spiritually become cults and they fight with each other. ISKCON, we find that it's an open-minded institutions. It not only like say embrace all human beings, it embrace all living entities. Like say many time people say they preach human peace, and many of the people meet in their meeting human peace, and after the meeting they many times eat non-veg. So they want to establish the human peace, but what cost? They want to kill other living entities. But ISKCON or in Bhagavad Dharma we embrace all types of people. Like say many times even the Hinduism can be a narrow concept. Like say there is a pastime in one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name was Subhudhi Rai. And Subhudhi Rai, in particular incidences, one of the mlecha, he threw some contaminated water on his head so that he loses his caste. And he told people that, okay, this has happened. What is the atonement for me? So many people give various suggestions. Someone said that actually now you are contaminated, so you should go to Prayag and commit suicide. Someone said that you should drink hot ghee, like say hot boiling ghee, which in turn means that you commit suicide. So he was confused what to do. That nothing major sin, just some water is thrown on somebody's head by some lecha. So ultimately he was looking for some answer, that what is the atonement for me. And ultimately, he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you forget everything. You just chant Hare Krishna and stay in Vrindavan. And he took shelter in Vrindavan Dham and was chanting, taking shelter of Sri Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And he perfected the life. No need for atonement. So many times we find from this incidents that many times people have got so narrow conception of spirituality. And due to that, many of the people get frustrated in the name of spirituality. They want to stay away from spirituality. We do not spirituality, where people keep on fighting. Many times, people don't get proper answers for spirituality. They find some contradictions and no proper guide for them who can give proper direction or who can solve their answers. Like say, many times, Krishna's behavior, although transcendental, but sometimes confusing for a common man. Many times people accuse of Sri Krishna that why your Sri Krishna behaved like this. Like say many of the Krishna's say acts are very confusing. Like say Krishna telling to Arjuna that shoot arrow to Karna, while Karna was taking out chariot and he was armless, he was without weapons. Or Krishna telling Arjuna and told Arjuna, put Shikhandi in front of you and shoot arrows to Bhishma. And Shikhandi was in past life was a lady. And Bhishma Dev knew that and he gave up his weapons and Krishna told Arjuna, shoot arrows now. Many of such incidents, one of the incidents was that Bhishma took a vow that with these five weapons, I will kill all five Pandavas tomorrow in the battlefield. And Krishna told Arjuna, come here over here. Go meet Bhishma and ask in charity that five arrows. So many times people ask that why should Krishna should act in such a way where it is very, very confusing. People cannot understand that why he should do something like this. Lord Ramchandra acted like an ordinary man. Like say when ordinary man loses his wife and he repents and search for her. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra was going in forest to search for his wife. He was in so much grief stricken that asking any person that was meeting him on the way, where is Sita? Where is Sita? Very confusing for a common man. People ask, does your God do something like this? Or many times we find the acts, we cannot understand the acts of Lord, like say Vamandev asking three steps of land, three steps from Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity and Vamandev took everything from him. Whole universe it takes and he humiliates him in a very bad way. So many times person feels that why Lord can do something like this. So many of the acts a person cannot understand. And that's why a proper bona fide guide in a chain, disciplic chain is necessary who can impart our hearts with proper knowledge. Otherwise, we'll be always be misguided this thing. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that by his and his disciples' grace, at least we have got some proper understanding and we are striving to struggle on the path of bhakti. So, most of the people are confused in the name of spirituality and scared in the name of spirituality. They see fights, quarrels in the name of spirituality. Many times even in, like say, in people who are following the path of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they may sometimes, some dispute may be there and somebody may be burnt in heart. For example, Srila Prabhupada was preaching all over the globe. And although he was doing this magnanimous act, but nonetheless, some of his God brothers were not appreciating it. Srila Prabhupada, after preaching all over the globe, he came to Mayapur and wanted to feed everyone, that whoever is there in Mayapur land, he should come. And Srila Prabhupada says, everyone should be fed, prasad. So there was a wonderful feast arranged. prasad distribution, and some of the Srila Prabhupada god brothers also, they were invited, Prabhupada invited them and they came, but they were not ready to partake the prasad. They say that this prasad has been cooked by mlechhas, so we don't want to have it. Fine, they didn't have the prasad. After some time, they were asking, they were seeing that Srila Prabhupada has lots of money, because his foreign disciples are doing book distribution and other way, they are sourcing money for development of ISKCON society. And they were dearth of funds. So they approached Srila Prabhupada, you got so much funds, why don't you give some of the funds to us? Srila Prabhupada says that these are the funds earned by mlechhas, so why should I give a contaminated funds and make you contaminated? So many times, spiritual leaders are, in the name of spirituality, people are fighting. And when an outsider sees, he says, what is the difference between outside world and spiritual world? Better me, I remain outside and just be my life, be happy. And why should I forget for, why should I care for spirituality? So that's why you find that people are scared of spirituality. Like say Sarvabhavana Prabhu some time back came and he was quoting an incidence that he was, incidence means he was quoting his own realizations that how many times people are envious of Hare Krishna. He was saying about his incidence that in USSR jail he went through, the torture he went through. And he says that there was no fault on our part. Only thing, our case was that we are preaching. And the KGB was saying, you stop preaching, we'll release you. And they were not ready to do that because it was an act of compassion. He was saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Updes, and he's saying completely reverse from Lord says, so they were not accepting. So due to that, they were so envious. They were so beating, so brutally. And especially one of the jailer was so much determined to beat them. He used to take out ISKCON people separate out of the whole crowd of the imprisoned people. And he should beat so brutally, so brutally. And he showed his, some of the teeth were fallen down. Like say, he used to say they were designed some special can which they would give to so painful it would be, and for many, many days, the marks would be there. And daily this thing would happen. And one time the jailer said, you know why I'm beating you? The reason is that my wife understood that Hare Krishna in the jail. And she said that I will not give my association to you if on that particular day, if you didn't beat Hare Krishna. So just to please my wife, I have to beat you. And that was envy. For no reason, no fault of Sarvabhavana Prabhu and his one of the friends, Sachisuta Prabhu. So no reason for them to be beaten up, but they were just beaten up. The reason was that there was envy for Hare Krishna people, and that prime envy was rooting from envy towards Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you find so many contradictions, frustrations around, and that's why people stay away from spirituality, anything but spirituality. We don't want to get involved in spirituality. So very fortunate souls can only come towards the shelter of Sri Krishna. It's very, very rare. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, it's very rare that someone can take the shelter of Krishna. It's very, very rare thing. So here Srila Prabhupada mentions that people have got various belief, my belief, your belief, and due to that, there are different compartments in the spiritual society also. Like say if somebody goes to Kumbh Mela, so if somebody can visit like say especially Allahabad, full Kumbh Mela, it's like say supermarket of spirituality, like say so many mutts, hundreds and hundreds of mutts on the whole, like say, big acres and acres of land, like say, so many varieties of spirituality. Somebody will be utterly confused that how is it possible. So here another point which Srila Prabhupada mentions is that one should surrender to Krishna, and one should know that everything is connected to Krishna. that one should know from heart. Like say, here Srila Prabhupada quotes, Isavasyam Idam Sarvam. That means, in this world, everything is connected. Like say, Mayavadi says that this world is Mithya. Mithya means false. But actually this world is not false. This is illusory. It is not illusion, it is illusory. So, it is not Mithya. But it is the nature of this world is, it is not permanent. It is changing always. Although we find some object, like say, this mic stand is there. So, it is not Mithya, it is real. But it is not permanent. It is bound to change. Although we find that it is static. But the molecules inside the stands are moving it. So, there is changes, the phenomenon that is always occurring in this material world. We may not notice it. Like say, everyone sees ourselves in the mirror, but nobody finds that I am growing. Nobody thinks that I am growing. Things look same thing, but somebody you may be meeting after few years to us, he says, you have grown up so much. Especially say a young child may be there who may be growing. So he may not realize that my height is increasing or I am growing. But somebody, your relatives may come after a few years and say, you've grown up so much. Your height has come next to me now. So we may not realize the change. But someone who is away from it, he can easily realize the change. So this world, which is temporary and illusory, we may not realize the change. But it is a fact. Because it is coming out of from true, from a Brahman. And this world is also in one way, it's a Brahman, if it is connected to Brahman. Only thing is that we take it separately from Krishna. Like Sri Prabhupada gives an analogy of dictaphone machine. Srila Prabhupada says that I am using this dictaphone machine in the service of the Lord. And actually this is an invention of the material science. But since I am using for the glorification of the Lord, it is Brahman. So although things which apparently seem to be disconnected in this world, if you just endeavor to connect with Krishna, it becomes transcendental. Although it may be affected by different modes, but it becomes transcendental. No need for us to invent various things and work hard. Like say, Srila Prabhupada used to say that we should be like lazy intelligent. Lazy intelligent means, Srila Prabhupada used to say that we will not go and research various things so that we can apply in the service of the Lord. Let scientists do it. Let they break their head. Let they do research and invent various things at various times. We'll, after their research, we'll take these things and use in the service of the Lord. We'll not break our head and spend our time. We find that outside they spend so much time in doing so much research. Lazy intelligence means just use their things and use in the service of the Lord. That is a lazy intelligence. Srila Prabhupada encouraged that type of yukta vairagya, where we surrender to the Lord and we use various things in the service of the Lord. Nothing is actually disconnected with the Lord. And if somebody sees other things of this world as disconnected, it is Falgu Vairagya. Although you find that Shad Goswamis, they were like say, they left home, they left opulence. Many of the Goswamis have the post like ministers and they left it and they were just living simple life. But nonetheless, their whole goal was that they can preach. They have taken anxiety also in putting things connecting with Krishna. Like say Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami was living under different tree at different time. But nonetheless, Sanatan Goswami engaged into massive task of constructing Madan Mohan temple. Why? What is the need? Because in the service of the Lord, he wanted to connect everything. Rupa Goswami constructed Govindji temple. So, we find that from the examples of previous acharyas, Shad Goswami, we find that nothing is disconnected from Krishna. Only thing, we should engage everything in the service of the Lord. Somehow, that is the art of a preacher. Somehow he can connect everything with the service of the Lord. It's not that we are restricted to some faith only. Anyone who is open-minded, we can just happily go, invite them, and people will come. Like, say, I can remember incidents of Jayanand Prabhu. Jayanand Prabhu, many times, like, say, presently Rath Yatra festival coming. So, he used to personally make cart, and he was the major one in making the cart, and he was having very less assistance. He used to cook prasad, he used to make cart, and many times he needed help, and he used to just invite somebody who is walking on the street, please help me, just do this much work. And that person, just seeing the heart of magnanimous heart of Jayanand Prabhu or his wonderful nature, they would also be part of it. And many times Jayanand Prabhu may be beneath the cart and invite someone, please come and assist me. And he will also go beneath the cart and he will also assist Jayanand Prabhu. And he may have thought that I'll assist for 10-15 minutes, and he end up into assisting him a whole day. And Jayanand Prabhu will cook for him, and his life will be transformed. So, anyone in Bhagavad Dharma, we invite all types of people, irrespective of anyone. We don't discriminate amongst people, anyone who is willing to accept Krishna's mercy, because Krishna is supreme and his message is for everyone. It's not for Arjuna only that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita for Arjuna only. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita for all living entity. And anyone who is open-minded to surrender to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and his associates, like say, they embrace them, encourage them in devotional service. So you find from the behavior from all these people that Krishna consciousness is not narrow-minded concept. And that's why it is accepted by so many people all over the globe. One time some of the people are objecting Hare Krishna in one of the foreign country, and they filed a case also against ISKCON. The case was going on, and it came to the notice of the judge, and judge heard the case, knew that the Hare Krishna just, and he gave a judgment that these people are just dancing, chanting, distributing prasad. What is the harm to the society? Let them do. And he gave a favorable reply for ISKCON. And Srila Prabhupada says, just by this endeavor, he may go back to Godhead. So, ISKCON is like, say, because it's such a open-minded institution, trying to attract all type of people so that they can surrender to Sri Krishna. That is what is needed. And that's why we find that ISKCON has got so much acceptability. It's growing all over the globe. And in the last stanza, Srila Prabhupada mentions about Bhagavad Dharma. He mentions that what is the quality? One of the quality of Supreme Personal of God is that Suridam Sarvabhutanam. That means he is the friend of all living entities, Sri Krishna. And Krishna is transcendental. And anyone who worships Sri Krishna, he also get godly qualities. We can't become God, but we can get godly qualities. And since devotees are in touch with Sri Krishna, gradually they also get godly qualities. And one of the quality of devotee also that happen is, they are also Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Sarvabhutanam means all types of living entities. Devotees are merciful. They are compassionate on all type of living entities. We find the classic example of Vasudev leper. So Vasudev leper, it's not that he was just showing compassion for human being only. He was showing compassion to the worms which are clinging on his body. Some worms would fall down on the land, and he would pick up that same worm and again put up to the ooze or the wound on the body, thinking that the same worm also had got right on this particular body also. So devotees are not only merciful to human beings, they are merciful to all types of living entities. On the contrary, if someone is not a devotee, then naturally he may not have compassion. That compassion is shallow compassion. We find that today, although like say, or even in India, they are promoting, our nation itself is promoting eggs. Like say there is a massive, like say their whole drive is that they want to increase the sale of eggs in the society. But there is a killing behind it. On the contrary, devotees are there. They are always, like say Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, always trying to help other living entities. I can remember another incident of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets. And the place where he was beaten, different places, and he was recognized, sent, most compassionate person. And due to that, where he was beaten, even the people around were thinking that this is a wrong act. He should not be beaten. Why? Because he was, Haridas Thakur was so compassionate. And he was compassionate even to the people who were beating him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on one occasion told Haridas that when they were beating you, I release my Sudarshan Chakra. But just by your prayers, by the power of your prayers, you are praying for that guards. Due to that, Sudarshan Chakra was not acting and they were not chopping off their heads. So that was the compassion of the Haridas Thakur. In the similar line, we find that Srila Prabhupada, he was compassionate. He went foreign land, leaving all spiritual benefits over here, and went to foreign land and embraced all types of people. Anyone who came in front of Srila Prabhupada, he tried to preach the message of Bhagavad Dharma to him. And anyone who is fortunate enough to see Prabhupada as saint and accept his mercy, we find that this life is transformed to such a high degree, completely transformed. And that's the power of people who are following the path of Bhagavad Dharma. Not only their life become auspicious, but anyone who come in contact with their life also become auspicious. Thank you very much. I'll end over here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.